Nobody's sure if this barrel-chested man with the scar and the wild grin is play-acting or if he's crazy enough to be just like he talks, or both. But they're all beginning to get a big kick out of going along with him. They watch as he puts that big red hand on Billy's thin arm, waiting to see what Billy will say. Billy sees how it's up to him to break the silence, so he looks around and picks out one of the pinochle players.
"Harding," Billy says, "I guess it would be you. You're the president of Patients' Council. This man wants to talk to you."
The acutes are grinning now, not so uneasy anymore, and glad that something out of the ordinary is going on. They all razz Harding, ask him if he's Bull Goose Looney. He lays down his cards. Harding is a flat, nervous man with a face that sometimes makes you think you've seen him in the movies, like it's a face too pretty to be just a guy on the street. He's got wide, thin shoulders, and he curves them in around his chest when he's trying to hide inside himself. He's got hands so long and white and dainty, I think they carved each other out of soap, and sometimes they get loose and glide around in front of him, free as two white birds, until he notices them and traps them between his knees. It bothers him that he's got pretty hands. He's president of the Patients' Council on account of he has a paper that says he graduated from college. The paper's framed and sits on his nightstand next to a picture of a woman in a bathing suit who also looks like you've seen her in the moving pictures. She's got very big breasts, and she's holding the top of the bathing suit over them with her fingers and looking sideways at the camera. You can see Harding sitting on a towel behind her, looking skinny in his bathing suit, like he's waiting for some big guy to kick sand on him. Harding brags a lot about having such a woman for a wife, says she's the sexiest woman in the world and she can't get enough of him nights. When Billy points him out, Harding leans back in his chair and assumes an important look, speaks up at the ceiling without looking at Billy or McMurphy.
"Does this gentleman have an appointment, Mr. Bibbitt?"
"Do you have an appointment, Mr. McMurphy? Mr. Harding is a busy man. Nobody sees him without an appointment.
"This busy man, Mr. Harding, is he the Bull Goose Looney?"
He looks at Billy with one eye, and Billy nods his head up and down real fast. Billy's tickled with all the attention he's getting.
"Then you tell Bull Goose Looney Harding that R.P. McMurphy is waiting to see him and that this hospital ain't big enough for the two of us. I'm accustomed to being top man. I've been a Bull Goose cat skinner for every Gippo logging operation in the Northwest and Bull Goose gambler all the way from Korea. Was even Bull Goose pee-weeder on that pea farm at Pendleton. So I figure if I'm bound to be a loony, then I'm bound to be a stomp-down, dadgum good one. Tell this Harding that he either meets me man-to-man or he's a yaller skunk and better be out of town by sunset."